Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
John Guzman.
John Guzman.
Okay, who's going to give us proof? If you would pass this across, sir. The Honorable Mr. Corundis will conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hang on to the phone.
Mr. Guzman, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
John Victor Guzman, 093568.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you all.
You are appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. Were you able to sign that form, sir?
Yes, I was.
Thank you. That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See your attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. If you can see on the video conference screen, I'll begin with the opposite side of the bench working toward me. We have the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. The center of the bench, we have our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections hearings officer, Mr. Westby. And he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you, possibly your supporters, if they're going to speak. Do you both plan on speaking? Okay. So you and just 1 second. Is that Jessica
Sullivan?
Okay, so I'll make sure that's that right. Okay. So Mr. Guzman, Ms. Sullivan, and Mr. Westby, do you all solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Pardon me. Or so you affirm, Mr. Guzman. Mr. Guzman, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I may have been a little out of order there. Ms. Sullivan.
Yes.
And Mr. Westby.
I do.
Thank you. Okay, back on track, Mr. Guzman. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Keep in mind, there's a separate motion that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it a little during phase one. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Mr. Guzman. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in a couple of ways or companies as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your after changing your place of residence at 932 East Kine Drive, Phoenix, on or about January 4th, 2019, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Mr. Guzman, is this true or false?
That's correct.
Thank you. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 7, 2019, as written directed on January 4, 2019. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you are an absconder from supervision. Mr. Guzman, is this true or false?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Guzman's admission, I move to find a delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have or have lapsed in a couple of ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by the Honorable Dr. Wright. Agreed upon by the Honorable Mr. Neal and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Guzman, we're going to continue the second phase of your hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly for questions, and you will be able to speak to the board in detail. Mr. Westby.
On August 20th, 2018, Mr. Duesmeyer was released from Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested February 14th, 2019 by the Arizona Department of Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit. There were no charges. He was back in DOC custody on February 14th, 2019 with adjusted community supervision ending of May 29th, 2019 with 38 absconding days. Current conviction, 2014, resisting arrest, 1.5 years. 2014, aggravated assault, 5 years. His prior convictions in 1992, theft, 1.5 years. 1992, armed robbery, 10.5 years. 2002, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. 2004, robbery, 2.5 years. 2007, narcotic drug violation, 4.5 years. 2011, narcotic drug violation, 2.5 years. This is his sixth term in DOC, CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's a New Mexican Mafia STG suspect. He has prior terms of supervision, 2002, TIS release of sounder 15 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2005, TIS release of standard 3 days, reinstated by the BOEC, absconded 133 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2010, TIS release of standard 43 days, arrested on new felony, possession of narcotics, revoked by the BOEC. 2013, TIS release, arrested on current offense, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, weapons, violence, and staff assault noted. Other arrests, 1983, burglary, second degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1984, assault, Arizona, juvenile detention. 1987, burglary, second degree, Arizona, juvenile detention. His community risk score is G6B8.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Guzman. I am going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released with an improved placement located at 932 East Kine with your mother, Rachel Jimenez. It looks like that you did not provide any additional addresses prior to absconding. So, were you living someplace else for the, is it 38 abscond days?
Yes.
Where were you living, sir?
I'm living with my wife.
And was your wife not approved for you to live with?
Well, the thing was that what we were living in wasn't approved for, it wasn't approved for us to stay there because there was an apartment place, so we didn't have a house to get an address to my people, so I kind of got scared and didn't know, show up to reporting.
Well, just to make sure, was your wife a victim of any sort of domestic violence with you in the past?
No.
Okay. Certainly not accusing you of that, but sometimes that's a reason why you can't live with your wife during community supervision. So that's good to hear. So you were living in an apartment with your wife?
Right, somewhere else.
Okay. So why did you break off contact with your parole officer, Mr. Guzman?
Because I have no case. The president, he wanted an address, and I didn't have one for him, so when I want to go see him, I went in to go see him, and I kind of got scared because it was late, and they told me to wait for a little bit before I went in, so I thought it was going to happen like that, so they would take me in. So I was scared of coming back to prison, so I got back in the parking lot and took off.
Well, that's unfortunate because you have some experience with community supervision, and it seems like that the last time was because you had a new charge, but for the other four times, you absconded. So,
I've actually never really done pro, so, you know, whether I make this pro or not, you know, I mean, I feel like I took a big step forward, you know, with the thing that I've been, I was on it for 6 months, and longer than I've ever been now. You know, so I feel like I learned a lot in those 6 months that I was out there that I could be out there in society and be, you know, a resident of society out there and working and you know, earning an honest living like I was before. You know, I didn't have a job that long because my surgery and all that. You know, I feel like that I can't be out there. And I know that this might be the last time on DOC sees me here. So that's about it, though.
Well, I got to tell you, Mr. Guzman, I hope that too. We really do want to see people succeed out in the community. We don't enjoy revocations or not giving people opportunities to return to the community. But we do have to think about public safety, past behavior. There's a lot of factors that go into our decisions. But I like what you're saying, which is that this is the longest time that you've been out. What were you working?
I was working, making toilets for Walmart and other car wash.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you were productive. Is that a job that would take you back when you return to the community?
Yes.
And I ask that because not to suggest which way we'll vote today because we vote individually, but it does look like you don't have a lot of time left regardless. So,
that's correct.
So if you have 2 months left, do you think they'll take you back?
Oh yeah, I know
they
will.
Well, that's promising, and I hope that you continue to have a productive life. I noticed you have some programming notes about your analysis. There's a note that you missed one due to being hospitalized, and have you recovered? I don't want to get too deep into your personal health, but have you been able to recover from that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. But you did have a couple of positives for amphetamines, which is usually an indication that it's methamphetamine that's processed in your bloodstream. So, did you have an ongoing problem with methamphetamine?
No, that mine was heroin, but yeah, I did use a couple of times up.
What with your freedom at stake, Mr. Guzman, why did you decide to use drugs?
You know, it's like, I've been at it all my life. You know what I mean? I've used drugs all my life and just fell back into it, you know what I mean? It's just, the thing is that I seen that I didn't get too heavy on drugs like I used to at one time, you know? And I didn't get back into my criminal ways, you know, as I did at one time. So, you know, I see a positive for myself, you know, so.
Well, I do too. I just hope that you're ready to put the drugs behind you because that sort of relapse is going to cause what I call the revolving door effect. You know, people get arrested for drug charges all the time and you see them back in here. So it sounds like that you're on your way to making some good decisions. And I really hope that you're ready to close that chapter, especially with heroin and methamphetamine. But I'll say this too, far be it from me to be extremely judgmental, we recognize there's a lot of alcohol and drug issues out there and inside. So it's a challenge, and I hope you're really ready to dedicate yourself. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I don't have any questions from fellow board members. Mr. Guzman, I'm going to ask your supporter, Ms. Sullivan, if she'd like to come to the front of the hearing room, to the podium. And when you get to the podium, if you can state your name.
Jessica Sullivan.
Jessica Sullivan?
Yeah.
And what would you like to share with the board, then?
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. What would you like to share with the board?
Just, he's a changed person. Like, you know, like I know his history is really bad. He has a lot of negativity in his life. He doesn't ever have anything positive. Like, he was doing really good. Him and I got married. His mom she was in that prison when he was little. So she wasn't able to raise her son, and then whenever he got old enough, he was in and out of prison, so they never really had a relationship. So then, whenever he did get out, she decided she wanted to be a mom and have that relationship. Well, he's old, you know what I mean? He's going to have a family of his own. He's going to move on. When we got married, she didn't approve of it. So She did everything she could. She was nice. She was super, super negative. Like, she was just like, he's going to end up back in prison. He's going to do this. And, but you have to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I tried to be positive for her. Like, and, like, that's why he was staying out of trouble. Like, he didn't get a new charge when he came, when he went back in, you know? It's like, he went back in because he got away from the negativity, and we didn't have an address for him to put down because it was an apartment. We tried to give him that address, but since it was an apartment, and we had a roommate that he could use it, so it's not like he was hiding or he was trying to lie or anything. Like, we told him, and he just didn't accept it. So, he's changed. He's really a good guy.
Well, ma'am, I appreciate what you're sharing with the board. And at the end of the day, it's going to come down to whether or not Mr. Guzman is ready to really put all this behind him, stay clean, move on. So I don't want to put this responsibility on you, but are you prepared to help him?
Yes, I'm like his biggest fan. I'm like his biggest cheerleader. Like, I support him 150%. I honestly do. Like, I stand by him. Like, he has to have that positivity, because if you keep having negative people in your life, you're going to tend to do what they think or what they think of you, you know?
Well, I won't drag out the hearing, but certainly we do see that a lot. People return back the same influence and they end up back in jail because of the company you keep. But
exactly.
I'll ask my fellow board members if they have any questions. Yes,
Now, how long have you been married? You said you got married.
Actually, today's our 3-month anniversary.
Oh, okay.
December 26th.
Oh, congratulations.
Happy anniversary. I know it's only 3 months, but hey.
It's okay. It's something. It's good.
Yeah.
And any other questions? Okay, thank you, Ms. Sullivan. Yep. Thank you for appearing for the board. Mr. Guzman, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you do not repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we go into discussion? Thank you, sir.
Would you mind if I say happy anniversary to my wife? And
well, we have a protocol that you only communicate to the board, but if you want to communicate that through the board, then Ms. Sullivan, happy anniversary from Mr. Guzman's board. Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mr. Guzman. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but as the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws of Arizona, so if you'll just stay on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I certainly like what I'm hearing from Mr. Guzman, and I recognize it's been a long road for him. It sounds like that he's had some lifelong issues with heavier drugs, and we do recognize that is a serious struggle for people to, well, even alcohol can be a major chore for someone to stay sober, let alone some of the heavier drugs that we see in society. I like that Mr. Guzman was working when he was on the outside. It sounds like he has the support of his family, and he shows promise. The problem is that it's very hard to look past looking up to a couple of issues. One, absconding from supervision for 38 days when there was a history of absconding in the past from community supervision. And that he had some ongoing relapse issues with methamphetamine. And there's a bit of what I would call an X factor, and that is that his support on the outside, initially it didn't seem like that worked out too well either, and there's always the business of someone transitioning back to the community to a location that's going to be a positive environment. And I think that Mr. Guzman might be best served just taking advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for his return to the community, to be productive and sober, and to be free and clear of the state of community supervision so that he can pursue his own interests, but that's where I'll begin the discussion.
Great.
Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion then, and that is based on the information provided to this board in warrant number 2019-W0246, our discussion with Mr. Guzman, which by the way was very pleasant,
and the information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Guzman was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the Little Wizard Company, inasmuch that he absconded for 38 days and we could not monitor his behavior in the community. And it sounds like that he is a little bit prone to relapse right now with methamphetamine, and we hope that he puts that behind him, but that's my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and reported by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Guzman, your supervision has been revoked, but you will be released on or about May 29th, 2019, which is just a little more than 2 months away. So please take advantage of these last 8 or 9 weeks to put together a plan for your return to the community. I'm rooting for you. I mean, as one board member, I think we all feel this way, but we want to see you succeed out there. It sounds like you have the love of a very nice lady. And it sounds like that you have the ability to be productive. I heard what you said about working for 6 months. So please concentrate on the drug issue. And we hope to never see you get an orange. I think Ms. Sullivan hopes to never see you get an orange too. As a matter of fact, she might get angry if she ever sees you in orange clothing for any reason. An orange sweatshirt. I'd stay away from that. So, happy anniversary. Thank you for smiling today. We don't always get to smile on this board, but we do want to see you succeed.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.